Okay, today we're going to do something a little bit different. Today we're going to read, I'm just going to read a piece of Shaarei Teshuva. Now let me first tell you a little bit about the Sefer Shaarei Teshuva. In the 1200s, there was one of the Rishonim, his name was Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, those of you who learn Gemara Be'iyun with Rishonim know Rabbeinu Yonah from Bava Basra. There's a Sefer called Ilias to Rabbeinu Yonah, and when you learn Brachas, the Pirush on the Rif on Brachas is from Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rishonim are constantly quoting him. It's Mipiv Anuchayim in the Torah. When you learn the Torah with Beis Yosef, a lot of halachas originate from Rabbeinu Yonah. Especially when you learn Brachas and Hilchas Brachas, Kriyishma, you learn the sugyas of Masechta Brachas. It's a lot of it's from Tabmide Rabbeinu Yonah, Hilchas Tfilo. Then he wrote a Sefer, there's some small Svarim that he wrote, Sefer Yira, Igris HaTshuva, but the magnum opus that he wrote is called Shaarei Teshuva. He wrote a Pirush HaMishlei, Pirush HaNovis, but what he's known for is Sefer Shaarei Teshuva. In fact, when the Chidah quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, Chidah, there are two parts to the Chidah Svarim. There's something called Mareches Gedolim and Areches Svarim. So in the first part of the book, it's called Mareches Gedolim. It's he talks about all the Gedolei Yisrael from the times of the Gemara till now, and times of Mishnayos, I believe, till his time, which is basically up all the way up until around 1800s. So he has an entry on Rabbeinu Yonah HaChassid, and over there he writes that he wrote a sefer called Shaarei Teshuva, and his words are basically, let me read the words to you: V'chibur Rabbeinu Yonah Sefer Yir V'Sefer Shaarei Teshuva V'akayra Behem Yaskil. And when you read the Sefer Shaarei Teshuva, you will understand Kedushasai v'chisudasai v'liba yamar loshuv ki divri Kedushasai nechnasam b'liba v'hilamaris. Just the mere fact that you read the Sefer Shaarei Teshuva makes you want to repent. It's an amazing Sefer. There's actually a story, I don't know if we call it a legend. I haven't seen a good source to the story. I've heard a story over the years. I haven't seen it in a 100% reliable sources, but it's a story that people say over. In the year 1233, so some Rishonim came out against the Sefer Mar Nevuchim of the Rambam, right? The Rambam wrote a Sefer Mar Nevuchim, and in the Sefer Mada, the first part of the Sefer Yad HaChazaka, Sefer Mada, they felt there are certain shittas and deis over there that shouldn't be learned, and they put a chayim on the Sefer, on these two Svarim. And Rabbeinu Yonah's Rebbe, Rabbeinu Shloima, his name was Rabbeinu Shloima, the Spanish name was Montpelier. It means Minahar. We know him as Rabbeinu Shloima Minahar. He's one of the Rishonim. Was Rabbeinu Yonah's Rebbe, and Rabbeinu Shloima Minahar, he was the, in fact, the word Montpelier means Minahar. Mont is a mountain, right? Minahar. So Rabbeinu Shloima Minahar, was one of the leaders against the Sefer Mar Nevuchim. And basically, in the year 1233, they took the Rambam Svarim and they burnt it. Can you imagine? They burnt the Rambam Svarim. Now we think we now have Svarim bans. This has been going on for 800 years. So they burnt the Rambam's Mar Nevuchim, and they burnt the Rambam's, they burnt the Sefer Hamada. Anyways, one of the main people that signed on it was Rabbeinu Yonah as well. Anyways, a few years later, it's a question when it happened. Some have a Kabbalah. It was 40 days later, but in 1242, the Christians, they came and they burnt the Talmud. Exact same spot where they burnt the Rambam. There must have been like a town square. And Rabbeinu Yonah saw this as a siman min haShamayim, that basically he did wrong, and he came into the shul of Rab Shlomo Minahar, and he was maida b'fahesi that he did something wrong. And they say that he wrote a sefer Shaarei Teshuva, which is basically the like a guidebook of tshuva, to be mechaper on the fact that he burnt the Rambam Svarim. That's the story they say. Anyways, the Rabbeinu Yonah came from the city of Girondi. It's a city in Spain, to present day, and there was a lot of Yidden living there at that time. He was the Ramban. Ramban was the Gadol Hador at that time. So he was considered like a Talmud Chaver of the Ramban. The Ramban was the Gadol Hador, and he was the first cousin to the Ramban. Okay, so he was a first cousin to the Ramban, and the Rabbeinu Yonah's one of Rabbeinu Yonah's children married one of the Ramban's children. Basically, Ramban had a son, Shlomo, Rabbeinu Shlomo ben Ramban. He married Rabbeinu Yonah's daughter, so they were mechutanim and first cousins. And Rabbeinu Yonah's talmidim, the Chida says that his main one of his biggest talmidim was the Rajba. The Rajba at two Rebbeim, at the Ramban, was one of his. If you learn, whenever you learn, go through Shas and you learn Rishonim, you learn the Rajba. He calls the Ramban his Rebbe, but one of his the Rajba's Rebbeim was Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah wrote to say for Shari Tshuva, and like the Chida says, just reading it could inspire a person to become a Baal Tshuva and reading it. So today I want to read to you something from Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, so before we do that, I want to tell you a question I always had. Okay, so Rabbeinu Yonah starts to say for Shari Tshuva, Menatoivis, Shehetiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bruav. Right, one of the favors HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with his with the world is he created Tshuva. Okay, that's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes. Menatoivis, Shehetiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bruav. Ki hechin lam derech lalis, mipach marseyem. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Tshuva to get out of sin. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah starts. It was a big taiva for the world. So forever I had a kash on this. It's like a mathematical equation. Think of it like this. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the world? Right? Philosophical question. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the world? So the Mekubalim say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a meitiv, and he created the world to be meitiv as bruav. He created the world to be able to give schar toiv to its creations. So then they ask, why didn't they do HaKadosh Baruch Hu just create the world and put everyone in Gan Eden? The answer is because Hashem didn't wanted to create a world that people feel like they're earning something. Like the Rambam says the biggest form of charity is you give someone a job. Just give somebody charity, they feel shamed. In Kabbalah literature, in Aramaic, it's called Nama D'Chsufa. It's the bread of shame. If I give you charity, but if I give you a job, you feel like a balabas on it because you worked for it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want people to feel shame, didn't want to feel people Nama D'Chsufa. He wanted people to earn it, so he created a world with a system of Schar Neinish. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately, what's the idea? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world because he wanted to benefit his creation. Okay, good. That's why I created the world. So I have a kash like this. We know the Pasuk in Kehelet says, "Ki Adam ein tzadik bar zasha yaseh tov leyechta." Everybody is going to do a sin, and we believe in Schar Neinish. So every sin, you're going to need a Neinish, correct? So everybody, there is nobody in the world. I mean, there's mashma from Tisus that a few people in history pitched the perfect game, but more or less, nobody in there's billions of people, trillions of people, nobody in the Bria is going to go through life without some kind of sin. Okay, so everyone's going to sin. Now, the Ramban writes in his introduction to Sefer Iyov that 1 second in Gehenim, 1 second in Gehenim is much worse than a 70 years or a lifelong of all the Yisurim of Iyov. Okay, think about it. Iyov lost all his money, his children. He had sickness. He had wealth. He had a gefarlich yisurim. So it's better to have 70 years of that kind of yisurim than 1 second in Gehenim. So I have a problem here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world to be meitiv to us, but he also created a world that everyone's going to sin. And if you sin, you have to have einish. And einish is going to be in Gehenim, right? Where does Hashem pay people back? For your sin, you're going to need Gehenim for that. Okay? And that Gehenim is much worse, 1 second of it's much worse than 70 years of Eve's life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world that everyone has to suffer terribly. Does that make sense? I never understood it. So the answer to this question is, let's just say a simple text. No, you don't have to suffer. What can we do? We could do tshuva. So it has to be that Hashem creates tshuva. And I personally feel that that's what Chazal mean when they say that tshuva was kadmei l'olam. You need tshuva. Hashem's not going to create a world that everyone's going to suffer terribly. That's not what Hashem's going to do. The answer is, Hashem made a world where you can do tshuva. So why did Rabbeinu Yonah say, it's a minat tovus, Hashem did everyone his meridik a favor. If Hashem wants to create a world that he wants to be meitiv to us, it's logical that you have to create tshuva. That's my kasha. So why did Rabbeinu Yonah write, minat tovus shehetiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bruav? Okay.
Because originally there wasn't supposed to be any sin. That's a second level.
Yeah.
Well, so therefore, he had to create the tshuva later on the second level.
Okay, I'll explain it to you later. Let me just finish this here. To me, that doesn't satisfy it. I'm a practical guy. I don't know. All I know is that to the world, he doesn't want people to suffer, and we know we're all going to sin, and we all have to suffer. To me, it's a very practical question. I don't know about Adamisha. I don't know any of this stuff. I'm not a Makubal. I'm asking a philosophical question. Basically, Hashem creates the world. We're all going to sin, and we're all going to suffer. Does that make sense? The answer is no. So what's going on over here? Okay, so I have four ways to answer this question, okay? The four ways go like this. This is the way I think answer the question. So again, the question is, Rabbeinu Yonah sounds like it's a big favor that Hashem had to make tshuva. It's logical that he has to make tshuva. He's not going to create a world that everyone's going to suffer. Okay, so the way to answer this like this. Number one, although, of course, it's imperative that there's an idea of tshuva, but if you remember from what the Ramban I said 2 weeks ago, the Ramban says, Ki ha-mitzvah zois, asher anochi mitzavcha yoyim, loy neflesi mimchor v'loy rechoyki, ki karev eilecha adovim yoyim b'fichol b'vavcha la'saisa. So if you remember, I told you at the time, it's a machlokes Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi learns, what's the mitzvah zois? Rashi learns going on Torah, and the Ramban says, it's going on the mitzvah of tshuva. That means the mitzvah of tshuva is loy neflesi, loy rechoyki, ki karev eilecha adovim yoyim b'fichol b'vavcha la'saisa. It's a very easy to do tshuva. And let me explain what this means. What does it mean, it's easy to do tshuva? I'll just give it the Sabaris Eisen. You know, the tshuva in the Noidi Behuda, it's an Archai Madura Kama Simulam and Hey. There was somebody who committed a terrible Avera. He was dorming, you know, before they had official dorms in Yeshiva. He was dorming in by this husband and wife. And while he was there, a Bachar, he was Nichshal Be'eshes Ish with the hostess for 3 years, I think it says. For a bunch of years. Okay, so he was a big Rashi. He did terrible. He's committing Neof with an Eishes Ish. The Noidi Behuda goes into maybe Nesunida. You know, all kinds of big Yisurim. And later in life, the guy became a Baal Tshuva, and he became a Kailo Yungaman. And know who he did a Shidduch with? He did a Shidduch with this woman's daughter. Okay, he did a Shidduch with this woman's daughter. And now he has a problem, because now he became from and he's learning all day and he started regretting what he's doing. Now he has a few problems. So someone wrote to the Noidi Behuda that this fellow feels terrible. Why does he feel terrible? First of all, he feels terrible that he was Mezani, he wants to do tshuva. And he asked the Noidi Behuda, could you write me a Seder HaTshuva for being Nichshon with an Eishonus for 3 years? And second of all, does he have to tell his now Shver that he committed Znus with his wife all these years? Okay, it's a long tshuva, simen lamed hey. When when you learn brachas on daf chaf, there's a sugya called gadol kavod abriya shadoicha leisa seisha b'tayra. Over there, the Gemara says that when it comes to yisurim derabanan, you're worried about kavod abriyas, but when it comes to yisurim deraisa, you don't worry about kavod abriyas. If somebody's in the street and he's wearing shatnas deraisa on his pants, he has to take his pants off on the street. And we say, ein kavod, ein etzah, ein kavod, ein etzah, ein gvur, ein chachma, ein etzah, ein gvur, neged Hashem, kol makim sheishchil Hashem, ein chag, ein kavod l'rav. And if it's an issur d'rabbanan, we are chash for kavod abriya. So the person wants to know, does he have to tell shver? It'll be very, very embarrassing for the family if he tells the shver. It was a powerful family. That's one part of the tshuva. And then the second part of the tshuva is that, how does he do tshuva? Okay, and the Noidi Behuda over there says, you know, there's a Kabbalah from the Mekubalim, you know, all kinds of Tanesim and all kinds of punishments you have to do to yourself. You do one sin. And Noidi Behuda writes, he says to the guy, he wrote to the Rav of this guy, he said, if this guy starts doing all these Segufim, he can live the life of Mr. Shalach 1,000 years. There won't be enough time to fast the amount of fast that according to Kabbalah he has to fast. But he just says, I'm going to read you, Davar, I'm going to read you 3 lines from him. Elish Aymani Kolzem Hayatanis Makiv. This, that fasting and Sigufim, if it's Ma'akiv and Tshuva, then you're in big trouble. But I have news for you. Al the Emes Ainatanis Rakdavat Tafala Tshuva. Vika Tshuva Hu Azir Zachait, Vidudvarim Belev. Nishbar Charata, Belev Shalem, Hiskarviv, Vislavis, Levis, Esabore, Vahainu Tshuva, El Hashem, Virachameu, Vyalfvid, El Hashem. So, Tshuva is relatively easy. Now, what do you mean? It's hard to do Tshuva, yeah. But it's relatively, all you need to do is confess. You have to say vidui. You have to regret what you did and make a Kabbalah. Now, how come people don't do tshuva? Because people are shooting for the stars. I told you, Rabbi Saul Salanter says, there's something called tshuva bebechinim misiyemes. Tomorrow you don't have to be the Chavetz Chaim, but you do have to do a little. So if, let's say, you're nichshon lashon hara a lot, make a 1 minute seder a day to learn shmiras halashon, to learn something. Now you already did a little bit of tshuva. Last week you were a person that didn't care about lashon hara. Now you do care. Does it mean you stopped overnight? No. But people should make small kabbalas and make it practical and make it in a way that it's going to be implemented for the next whole year. So you have to make some kind of commitment. So tshuva is relatively easy. We don't have to roll in the snow. We don't have to fast. Now, this guy, the Noidi Behuda Grata, says, you did a real big avera, you're in trouble. But he says, I want to let you know, you're learning a lot of Torah, you should say Tehillim and keep on learning, you're doing Gevaldik. But that's what it means. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made tshuva very, very hard for us, and he didn't. He made tshuva relatively easy for us. So that's one. That's one solution. That's Minat Torah, Hashem Heitev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bruv. Two, tshuva is imperative for someone who commits a crime and had a weak moment. But what about if you're a repeat offender? Hashem didn't have to make tshuva if you keep on repeating the same crime. Yes, if I mess up, I had a weak moment, and I'm sorry to Hashem. But I'm like, you know, machusa da'ara is ke'ein, machusa da'akira is ke'ein machusa da'ara. You know, after a while, even if you're a liberal judge, if you keep on committing certain crimes, they're going to throw the book at you. So that's the second favor HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Even though we are repeat offenders. That's menat taiva shayti HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three, someone who commits a crime and feels no remorse. Now the judge throws the book at this guy, and they give him 25 years to life, okay? Then every year you have an appeal. So every year you come to the judge, do you feel any remorse? No, I don't feel remorse, but please let me out. You know why? Because I don't want to be in jail. Jail's terrible for me. I have a wife and kids. I don't think the judge is going to let the guy out. If he doesn't feel remorse, he's only doing tshuva because of the Yisurim, but he's not doing tshuva because he really, really deeply feels what he badly did. But Hashem is different. Hashem, if a person does tshuva, even because of Yisurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be makabel the tshuva. And the last one, the last type of tshuva is, Hashem actually inspires us to do tshuva. Okay, in other words, the guy wakes up in the morning and he said, you know what, this morning I'm going to start a Seder and Shmiras Halashon. You know, Hashem may have planted that machshav in your head. You know that? It's your bechira to act on it. But a lot of times it could be Hashem. Hashem was the one that planted that idea in your mind. There's a vart from the Baal Shem Tov. Told us Yaakov Yosef, I think it's in Parshas Re'eh, says the following. The Baal Shem Tov wanted to know the following. It says, "B'chol yom v'yom, every single day, a baskel comes out from HaChayriv." HaChayriv is Har Sinai. Every single day, a baskel comes out from HaChayriv and screams, "Oy lebrius melbaino shel Torah! Woe to the brius who do not care about the shame of Torah! We shame the Torah. Hashem gave the Torah, and we don't learn enough." So woe to the Brias who don't care about the shame of the Torah. Frekta Baal Shem Tov, such a nice kasha, very Zis, and I looked it up the other day. It was written very Zis. What's the difference if you that a bas kol comes out if we don't hear it? Every single day there's a voice emanating from Har Sinai, "Oy lebrius melbaino shel Torah." I didn't hear it this morning. You didn't hear it this morning. Nobody heard it this morning. So why is there a bas kol coming out from Har Chayriv? I think he spells it out the following. I didn't perfectly understand it. He said, no one hears it. And if you did hear it, no one's believing you that you heard it. He says it somehow like that. Okay, so what's pshat in this bas kol? So the Baal Shem, the Toldus Yaakov Yosef, the Baal Shem Tov had two Tamidim, the Toldus and the Magen Mezrich. The Toldus wrote a sefer, Toldus Yaakov Yosef. Over there in Parshas Re'eh, his Rebbe asked his kashan, you know what the bas kol does? These are Hehurei Tshuva Shebechol Yoim. You're sitting down on the train, you're spacing out, and then you say to yourself, you know what, maybe I should learn a little bit. And you go into your briefcase and you open up a sefer. Where did that come from? You just heard the bas kol. You may not have realized, but your neshama felt something. Oy lebrius melbaino shel Torah. After a while, you just decide, you know what, let me go get a sefer. You heard it. You heard it and you act on it. That's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu motivates us for tshuva. Okay, so let's just summarize the 4 points that I have now. Okay, so I asked the question, why is it such a big taiva that Hashem gave us tshuva? Of course Hashem's going to give us tshuva. He's not going to want us to suffer. So again, the four are He makes it easy for us. It's beficho bovavu, like the Ramban says. The second for us that even if we're a repeat offender, Hashem accepts our tshuva. The third taiva of tshuva is that even if we only do tshuva out of yisurim, Hashem will still accept it from us. And lastly, Hashem actually inspires us to do tshuva. Okay? Now, after I told you those four truths, now I want to show you where Rabbeinu Yoina writes. This is unbelievable. Okay? This is unbelievable. You can say this over. If you, any of you give a Shabbos Hagadol Rosh, you don't have to say my name, but you can say this over. Listen to this, Rabbeinu Yoina. Min ha-tayrei sasha heitev ha-kodesh baruch hum bruav. Listen to Rabbeinu Yoina is asking my kash and saying these four truths. Min ha-tayrei sasha heitev ha-shem is bruach. You know what the big tayrei of the Bria is? Ki heichelam deres la'achim mitoch bach l'shem. Hakim gave us the option called tshuva, v'lonis mipach b'sheyem, and to escape a pesha. How do you do it? Okay? First of all, A, Vilamdem Vizirim Loshave Love Kiyakutoy Larif Tuva Vyashri Kuyadi Yitzroy Shanema Toy Vyashra Shem Akin Yorichatamadar. First of all, Hashem taught us how to do tshuva. It's very easy. Where did he teach us how to do tshuva? I told you, Ki Yamitzra Zais That's the first answer that I gave you. Hashem taught us how to do it. It's very easy. We don't need to go roll in the snow. We don't got to fast. We don't got to do sigufim, sleep on a bed of nails. Basically, if you want to be sincere and do tshuva sincerely, just do azivas hachet, vidui, and kabbalah. Doesn't have to be too much. Don't bite it from what you can handle, but do something, and that's enough for tshuva. That's the first terz I gave you. The second line of Rabbeinu Yona, Vim hir b'lif shaya, and even if you're a Rasha, v'limroid, who begged b'igim bagdu, loy sogam badam dalsi tshuva. Even if you repeat offender, Hashem is saying, that's the second type of tshuva. Vim hir b'lif shaya, you're a repeat offender, you keep on doing the sin, shenema shuva l'asher hermiku sara, v'nema shuva b'anam shayvavim erpam shuva seichem. That's the second type of tshuva. Third, the next line, Rabbeinu Yoina. Viz harnu el atshuva b'kamakayim the Torah Hashem told us atshuva. Viz bar ki atshuva mukubelas gam ki yoshev achoyte meroy tzuraisav. Even if we're only doing tshuva, not because we see the sin so bad. We're only doing, we got sick of the tzuris that we have. Kol shkinim yoshev meyiris Hashem v'avosei. That's the third tzuris, that the type of tshuva is Hashem accepts atshuva even if we're not starting to do tshuva out of sincerity, by abhorring the sin, even we're just doing because we don't want to yisurim, Hashem still takes our tshuva. And finally, what's the last teretz I gave you? Vizbar b'toira, ki yazer Hashem l'shavim, kashe ein yativ meseges. Even if we can't do tshuva, we're stuck in a quagmire of sin, Hashem motivates us to do tshuva. V'chadish b'kir b'mruach tahara, l'hasig malis avosli. Shenema v'shavta Hashem l'kecha v'shamata b'koyle. In other words, b'ayfin, Rabbeinu Yoina is answering these four questions. What's the teiva of tshuva? The last teretz is that a teiva tshuva, that sometimes we don't want to do tshuva. Hashem plants in our mind thoughts of tshuva, motivation of tshuva. And by the way, during a seretz he made tshuva, it's the most, and Yom Kippur it's even more than that. Everybody, I give a tefillah, everyone should have a gemar chesima teiva and a good keben shtiyar, which is takib zaycha to tshuva shalema, and we should be zaycha to the gula b'karev. Call two of everybody have
you muted yourself, but good gebench to you.
Good gebench to you. Okay.
Right. To everybody.